Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. O Lord Jesus Christ, make it so that we bow before you with truly grateful hearts. May we feel a bounty of goodness and blessing in our lives from what we receive at this camp, for the relationships that are fostered, for the spiritual food that we receive under the umbrella of your church. May we be worthy of these gifts by using them as you would have us use them, by sending us forth as people who truly want to serve in your name. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. Amen. I invite you to rise and find your recitation, unless you have it memorized by now, from the book of Joshua, and let's say that recitation together. And if it be evil in your eyes to serve Jehovah, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were across the river, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah. Please be seated. I want to draw your attention to something that we did sort of in the middle of our breakfast today that has happened, I think, at every meal that we've shared today or this camp, which is that we said a blessing to the Lord. And this is a pretty easy question because I know a lot of you know why we do that, but who wants to tell us why we pause either at the beginning or in the middle of our meal to say a blessing to the Lord? Yep. Thank the Lord for our food. And actually, some people might even see it as a reminder to thank the Lord for everything that he's given us during the whole day. So I want to talk today a little bit about how we thank the Lord for all that he does for us and all that he gives us. And I have three very short places from the Lord's Word to read to you today. The first is about the ancient Israelites, and three times a year, where they had a big, huge festival, a feast, and they were supposed to come and give some things to the Lord of what he'd given them. We could think of them being farmers, and so they brought some of their crops to remind them that the Lord had given them their crops, or their grapes, or whatever it is. And this is what it says. Three times a year you shall appear before the Lord your God in the place that he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before me empty-handed. Every one shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. So come before the Lord three times a year and give back to the Lord some of what he's given to you. And don't come empty-handed. You have to bring something to give to the Lord. The second way that people were commanded by the Lord to be thankful is not by just what they'd received, but it uses the word give. So here's what it says in the New Testament. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be in your bosom. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And finally, from the teachings of the New Church, it talks about glorifying God, which is another way of saying thank you to the Lord or praising him. It means to bring forth the fruits of love, That is, to perform the work of one's occupation faithfully, honestly, and diligently. For this is the effect of love to God and love to the neighbor, and it is what binds society together and makes its goodness. It is by this that God is glorified, and afterwards by worship at prescribed times. So ways that we can thank the Lord or give back to the Lord for what he's given us. I want you to think about that in terms of a kind of an interesting thing, which is dessert. Now I want you to think about a very important meal. Maybe we're thinking about like a Thanksgiving meal, which I think that everybody here knows what that's a big meal, bigger than we usually have, and usually it involves dessert. So if I was going to say, what kind of dessert would you hope to have at a Thanksgiving dinner? Who wants to tell me that? Just for an example. Okay, yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Okay, so we're going to use pumpkin pie as our example. And so we got some ingredients, and you might notice that somebody's making pumpkin pie with the flour and the crust and the actual pumpkins and all that kind of stuff, and they bake it, and now it's time, finally at the meal, where we get to have that pumpkin pie. And somebody's slicing it out, and if we're like most people, we want a slice that's just about as big as everybody else's, our share of that pie, right? And if we get that pie, then that's a good day because we've received something that we don't usually get that's really yummy, and it makes us feel good about that particular meal. And maybe we can use that as a reminder of, oh, this is a time that we're all to thank the Lord for all the different things that he gives us throughout the year. But thinking about that pie, what would it be like if there was one pie and there's tons of people at your house, and so the little sliver that you get is like a bite, and it wasn't quite as much as you thought you wanted to have, and now you're not feeling quite as excited about that pie? Or what if you notice that somebody else's pie is a little bit bigger than yours, and now you're sort of comparing and saying, wait a minute, that's not fair. And what if you just say, well, I would like more, but there really isn't any more. Okay, so those are some of the challenges that we might feel. And for the adults, you can think about this in terms of the blessings that we've received from the Lord. If we get what we think we deserve or should have enough, then we feel blessed and we can say grateful, be grateful. But if we're comparing our slice of pie to somebody else who seems to have more, that can be a little bit of a challenge. Or if we're not quite feeling like we got our needs met or something like that, there's a challenge. Well, what I want us to think about today is something that we can do about that. It's not just about whether we got enough of our pie, but remember the ingredients that I was talking about over here. And all of us either can learn or know how to make a pie. And if we can figure out how to make a pie, say there's lots of people and we say, you know, there's just not going to be enough for just everybody to have share one pie. Let's make four. And then it's, everybody has more, right? Everybody has more. So we can participate in making something that we want and that we could give to other people. So why did I talk to you about that particular example? Because in those teachings that we read from the Lord's Word, it talks about giving back to the Lord from what he's given us. And that's crops, it's food, which is why I was using food. But in the first one, it says, you shall not appear before me empty-handed. I want you to think about your hands and how capable they are of doing things. We talk about it in terms of making a pie. But your hands can do so many different things that are helpful to other people. And that second scripture that we talked about says, give and it will be given to you. If we want to think about ourselves as people who have been created by the Lord, we have incredible ability to make somebody else's life better by giving of our time and attention, by thinking about other people and saying, how can I make their life better? And if we do that, the Lord says, if we give in that way, then people are going to want to do that back to us. And we're going to feel cared for and appreciated and helped out, just like we're able to help other people out. And then that final teaching that we read, talking about how one of the ways that we glorify God is by doing whatever job it is that we're being given to do, justly, honestly, diligently, to the best of our abilities. So part of what we want to talk about today is the fact that we have the opportunity to thank the Lord, not for just what He's given to us, but for our ability to give to others or to give back to Him by helping other people with the talents and the minds and the hearts that He's given to us. So how does that work? If we think about it, we each want to have a happy family to grow up in and to be a part of. And part of our learning from the Lord's Word and from the Lord in general is that we have a part to play in that. We have a part to play in making our family work by being kind to other people, not being selfish, to do helpful things around, packing the car or whatever it is that makes that work. And if we do our part, then we get what we really want, which is a happy and functional family. Same with the camp that we're at right now. It doesn't all happen automatically. A lot of people help out by making the camp experience good by something that they're good at, something that they can do that helps the whole system work. And if everybody does that, then everybody is blessed because we all have a good camp experience. And we could go on and on with those kinds of examples to remind us the way the Lord has set up the system is if we want blessing from Him, He's telling us participate in that blessing. You have the ability to do your part. And the number one thing that we can be grateful for is not what we receive, but our ability to give. Amen. I invite you to rise for our next song, which you're going to find on page 594.